It's okay if it means that you have to sit down again and again and take another look at your short-term goal, the reality of what you can and cannot change. But pushing yourself towards the right direction is really something that you need to do.
You're listening to the Nick Vujicic Podcast, the place where you will be coached in how to turn your obstacles into opportunities, inspired to dream big, and challenged to never give up. Now here's our host, New York Times best-selling author, speaker, and entrepreneur, Nick Vujicic.
Hello and welcome back to the Nick Vujicic Podcast. I'm so glad that you joined me here today. We're going to have an interesting, engaging, and practical time together today. We're going to be getting upfront and raw in regards to something that I do and have done for many, many years. And I'm so excited. Last week was incredible with Les Brown, and we got to get hungry. And this week, it's going to be just as exciting, and I can't wait to get into it. But before we get into it, Storyville Coffee, my friends who make the best coffee in the world, giving me also the understanding that with every sip of coffee, I am a reason for someone else's freedom. Not only do they make worldwide top quality coffee, but they actually donate their profits towards organizations that are leading the charge against human trafficking. I love their mission, their vision, and with every purchase of coffee, we know that there is someone out there who is thankful that we chose to support Storyville's vision and mission. Right now, you can actually join them with a 50% discount off your first shipment order. Go to storyville.com/Nick and enter the promo code simply Nick. Thank you so much, Storyville, for what you do and the great coffee that you actually brew. So at our last time together one-on-one, we took care of one of the most important steps that anyone can make on their journey through any season. We took a very serious and intentional look at our personal needs. We asked ourselves, what areas of my life have I let essential things become secondary? What priorities do I need to reevaluate and rearrange? Because we know that there are several types of needs that we each have in our lives: physical, mental, relational, and spiritual. And we know that sometimes we forget to keep up with these things. We forget to water the soil of our own selves. That's why I took an entire episode to simply say, pause, breathe, and look at your day-to-day life right now. Identify the things you cannot function properly without and rededicate your focus to addressing these needs first. And I want to just encourage you, if you did not listen to that podcast, go back. Or if you did listen to it and you're already slipping back into your old routine, I recommend going over and giving it another listen before we continue on to this message, because we're building towards somewhere. I'm taking you with me. And today, we're going to be launching up from those foundations that we formed into going and moving into the next phase of creating a game plan for our lives. Now, don't freak out. I know that to make a plan for our lives with so much uncertainty sounds like I'm freaking you out. But don't worry. We're going to face this. We're going to talk through this. And we're going to organize our goals. As much as what we don't know, we must focus on what we do know. And maybe even discover something about ourselves and our heart and our mind in this process. It's wonderful. So here it is. Now, this is something I have practically been doing in my life for many, many years. And I don't care how old you are, how successful you are, whether you're in high school or whether you're retired, the habit of establishing and aiming for goals in your life leads to the truest and richest, most purposeful life you can ever have. And that's what I want for everyone listening. I want you not to simply just go through your life, but to thrive in your life. You're thinking, man, I'm just trying to survive. But just hear me out. The reason why I'm speaking to you today about this specific subject is because I have personally found that when you do not give yourself clear, real, attainable goals, your years simply get stolen from you. Your sense of purpose and direction can get foggy and hazy quickly. And some of the simplest desires you had for your future can slowly begin to feel impossible. Now, I don't want that for you. The first thing you need to do and sort out in your mind, and actually I recommend if you can using a whiteboard or a big notepad, I do this exact method for myself periodically and I use a whiteboard. That's why I'm telling you, writing it down helps me. And mapping out for my life what I'm going to share with you has helped me to become who I am today and reach the goals that I have. So we have to sort out first the difference between your short-term and long-term goals. And I always start by establishing the short-term goals. This is very important because some of the aspirations that we see clearest in our minds are actually the furthest from coming to fruition. And if you don't see and don't focus on the steps in between here and there, it can very easily become something that's so discouraging that you don't even feel like trying to go towards it. Aside from that, sometimes our biggest long-term goals change as we get closer to them. We learn more as we go out in our journey and begin to recalibrate what it is and where we truly want to go. There's so much in life that you can't know until you actually get there. And I have a good friend who actually created a long-term goal of becoming a film actor. He studied acting at a university. He moved to Los Angeles. He got an agent and he pursued that long-term goal. But guess what? On his journey of becoming a film actor, as he got further and further along the path towards that dream, he began to realize it wasn't exactly what he had envisioned. See, he learned that as he moved toward that long-term goal, as he took it step by step, that there was a lot about it that actually wasn't what he really wanted. So what did he do? He recalibrated. He shifted his steps towards the things in life that he realized he actually wanted, and now he's a producer and a writer and as happy as ever. See, when you set up to accomplish your short-term goals, even if your long-term goals change and evolve, you create a habit of progress for yourself and a process that eventually will let you climb anywhere, recalibrating and redirecting yourself as you go. Remember that in success, if you don't evolve, you still may fail. It's so important. So let's first talk about short-term goals. What do you want to see from yourself in the next 3 months, the next 9 months, the next 2 years? Now, pause for a moment. You notice how I frame that? What do you want to see from yourself? I didn't say, what do you want to see from your life? From yourself. Because when you're setting goals for your future, you're not making plans that rely upon other people, other things. No, we know that's a big mistake that people make. No, see, your goals are to develop something, not to be given something. You don't frame the goal as, I want my boss to give me a promotion. No, you frame the goal as, I want to earn a promotion. Right here, right at the start of your next chapter in life, I encourage you to stop using old pathways of thinking that rely upon external factors and comfortable circumstances for growth. My friends, start reframing your mind and your plan with self-empowering steps. Use action words as you look to your future, like, I want to be doing, I want to be earning, I want to be growing. That is a very countercultural but very crucial way of looking at your life and your goals as you begin establishing your game plan. Now, when it comes to short-term goals, you need to start with practicality. It doesn't help you at all if you're living paycheck to paycheck in a studio apartment and you look at your life plan and say to yourself, in 1 month, I want to own my own house. No, that's not how life works. And so that's not how I'm going to coach you in going about it. No, start with your current reality and simply begin asking the question, what's the next step? Look at your job and ask, what attainable change could I start making tomorrow? What is the next tier of salary that I could earn? The next level of skill that I could develop? What about your health? You know that I advocate for us to first look at health. If your doctor tells you that you're 20 pounds overweight and you can barely jog for 2 minutes because you're unfit, whatever it is, don't obviously set the next month's goal to be in a 29-mile marathon. Look at your routine. Be honest. Stop and ask, what small change can I add to my activity or change in my diet starting tomorrow that I can maintain? You see, setting short-term goals is all about branching off of your current reality, plotting real next steps that you know you can take so long as you make the choice to stay consistent. Does that make sense? All right, now let's start planning. The first thing I want you to identify and write down for yourself is this. Where do my talents and my passions coincide? In other words, what thing in life am I both talented and doing and passionate about doing? This isn't always as obvious as you might think because I hate to break it to you, but some of the things we have a passion for, we ain't got talent for. I mean, I may love music or basketball, but I can't carry a tune so well as the professionals or dribble a ball on the court. So that's not what we're talking about. No, identify for yourself, what do I love doing that I know I'm really good at or other people have told me I'm really good at? You got that? It could be art, dancing, teaching, bowling, photography, anything that truly makes you come alive. Once you have figured that out, put that at the top of your game plan. It's going to be your passion goal, so write that down, passion. Now remember, we already talked about addressing our needs, okay? So everything we're planning now is stuff we're adding on top of that. On the needs, I would map out faith, family, finance, friends. That would be the needs map. But here we're building on top of that. We never ever sacrifice planning for our basic needs, okay? So we're building on top of that understanding and foundation. So now look at your passion goal and then look at your daily schedule. Where in your routine are you tapping into this passion? Are you training for it, practicing for it? Are you reading about it, going to seminars about it? Now, maybe you're actually very busy with your passion, but maybe your passion is actually your career. That's great if it is. But regardless of where you're at on your journey, this process will help. So what I want you to do once you've identified your passion, the one thing that makes you alive, and you've realized how much time you're currently putting into it, I want you to write down for yourself what the next level of performance would be, right? Like if your passion is woodworking, what's the next skill set of carpentry you could master? It's not what's the ultimate skill level I could have. No, it's what's the next best level? Give yourself a real, definite answer for this. Now, once you see that, once you have written that down, the next level you want to reach, you're going to do some math. And I can't do this part for you, but you absolutely can. You're going to figure out how many total hours of work that next level of skill would require. You're going to decide, realistically, when you would like to be at that level. And then you're going to find out how many hours per week you need to reach that short-term goal. Simple, right? But it's harder than you think. And this whole process of creating a game plan, though, for your life is simple. It just takes the right structure, time, the right focus, and the right frame of mind. Now, in another column, I want you to now write down personal, the word personal. We all have personal goals in our lives, and we know that our greater passions and hobbies are one thing, but there is a more intimate goal. Some of us want to be in better shape, have healthier bodies. Some of us want to have sharper minds, family, stronger relationships. Some of us want a nice home, building a family, feeling closer to God. Whatever you find coming to your mind right now in these quiet moments of the day, when there's nothing else demanding your focus, whatever desires keep calling to you, inspiring you, these are the things I want you to sort out here and list. Now, maybe some of these are long-term goals, and if so, let's put those aside for the moment and just focus on the steps that can be reached sooner than later. I want you to use the exact same process that you used in planning out your passion goal, identifying the next steps you can take. Create real and attainable deadlines to gauge your progress and schedule in necessary time for you to actually reach it. Now, in the third and final column, yes, I'm going to the third, so if you have to pause to do it, do it. And now in the third and final column, I want you to write down financial. This is not just something that's of a need, but it's very important to write it out. Depending upon your sources of income, this one need that could be the goal on many levels. I know for me, it's fundamental provision and then vision. And a financial layer, some people don't even know where to begin with financial literacy. So let me just say this, that depending on, again, your sources of income, this one could be a monthly goal or a yearly goal. But what I want you to do now is look back over your plan, your passion goal, and your personal goal, and use these plots to help calculate how much you would need to be earning to accomplish these other steps. Now, I understand that we got to do what we got to do. And sometimes, because of the pursuit for some of these goals has additional costs, we got to figure that out. Professional training, new equipment, whatever it is, lifestyles, whatever different costs this might implicate, we understand that your short-term financial goal isn't some random number that you just decided, well, that sounds nice. No, it's actually a realistic and practical number that directly is tied into your other short-term goals. And here's the thing, once you do your homework and you do your math and find out how much more you need to be making to accomplish these goals, you might find that your current routine won't work. You may have to consider extra hours at work. You may have to consider less eating out. You may have to consider a job change. Maybe you're in a position where you're starting from ground zero. I can't speak for all of you, but you will have to start somewhere. And establishing real goals that you want and doing what you need to do to reach these goals, it might be hard, it might be confusing, and maybe you feel like you'll be sacrificing some of the short-term goals you've written in order to accomplish others, but that's okay. My friends, this is what wise people do when they truly begin taking their lives seriously and understanding, sure, we can't have everything. And in this decision process and self-awareness and reflection, I want to empower you to understand now, finally, with all of this written down and planned out before you, I want you to pause and ask yourself, what are my long-term goals? Remember, if you don't take control of having these goals, these years will simply drift by And you'll become numb, older, looking back and say, wait a second, I never did that. I never actually got there. You already know that these long-term goals, we don't really have to take much time to figure them out. Just ask yourself, what does my ideal life look like in the next 20 years, in the next 30 years? If I were established in the things that mattered to me and accomplished, what would that look like? What would that be feeling like when I am established? What does it mean when I am accomplished? Now, here's the funny thing. After you've taken some time to do that, to figure those long-term goals out in detail and written them out, I want you to look back at your short-term goals and compare. Find for yourself, is there something not adding up? Are there short-term goals in your life right now that have absolutely no relation to your long-term goals? Are there things that you're aiming for right now that don't push you towards your distant aspirations or even take you further away from them sometimes? I mean, that happens. We get on a road, a routine, comfortability. It's exactly what I'm going through right now. I was so comfortable embracing what has worked previously, feeling like that I want to one day get off the road and be with my family and reach people online like never before. And I'm so glad that I've got this pause in my life that I can reassess my whiteboard activities. I normally did my whiteboard reverse engineering self-reflective times once every 3 to 6 months. I think I did like 6 of them in the last 3 months because I needed to get real. I needed to let go. I needed to face my reality. I needed to understand I don't have so much control. And in that letting go, maybe this is the new foundation where the next 20 years is built upon. Sustainable, doable, maintainable. Going back to my passion, my personal goal, faith, family, being connected, making a difference in the world, but not sacrificing what I used to sacrifice that at a time made sense. And I want to ask you, we need to take a step back. Have a look at the bigger picture. The worst thing you can do right now is think that this is just another episode and a podcast. No, no, no. Give yourself a chance. It's okay if it means that you have to sit down again and again and take another look at your short-term goal, the reality of what you can and cannot change, but pushing yourself towards the right direction is really something that you need to do. It's a process. I'll say it again. It's a process. So treat it seriously. Take your time. And if you are not honest with yourself now in a way that we feel humility like never before, do it now. Make a list of your goals. Write out your passion goals, your personal goals, your financial goals. Reframe the way you look at your present and your future. Take control over this new season of life. That is what's going to fill your soul. That is what's going to help you to keep on going, to have strength and courage to continue, not just onward in survival mode, but eventually, my friend, momentum will come back. But make sure you're running in the right direction with these little tools to equip you to dream big and never give up. I'm so thankful that you joined me. Please join me next Monday as we continue changing our lives for the better together here at the Nick Vujicic Podcast. I pray you have a fantastic week and I'll see you next time. Hey guys, thank you so much for listening. Help us reach as many people as possible by giving us a rating, a review, and subscribing to this podcast. Love you so much. And remember, share this with anyone you know who needs to hear this as well. I'll see you next week.